This is the Cambridge International Legal English Certificate Listening Test, May 2006. Look at the information for candidates on the front of your question paper. This paper requires you to listen to a selection of recorded material and answer the accompanying questions. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. There will be a pause before each part to allow you to look through the questions and other pauses to let you think about your answers. At the end of every pause, you will hear this sound. You should write your answers in the spaces provided on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end to transfer your answers to the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. You must ask any questions now, as you will not be allowed to speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. Part one. Questions 1 to 6. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. You will hear each extract twice. Now look at the questions for extract 1.
So how do you find working in the competition team?
Well, you get to play a number of roles there which involve a high level of exposure, internally and with clients. First of all, you have to discuss with the client the likely response of competition authorities to a proposed transaction. That can get tricky at times. Then, if the client decides to proceed, we liaise with the corporate department in order to structure the transaction. We also work closely with the client and economists in preparing submissions to competition authorities throughout the world. So a broad spectrum of people is involved in any one deal, which is the aspect that appeals to me, actually.
Any tips to share with anyone just starting there?
If a partner asks you to do some work or a client calls you with a problem, try and think outside of the box. Lateral thinking, which allows you to develop and convey an innovative legal solution, is really appreciated by clients. You're hardly going to come up with something nobody's ever thought of before, but you might see a familiar problem from a new angle.
Now you will hear the recording again.
So how do you find working in the competition team?
Well, you get to play a number of roles there which involve a high level of exposure, internally and with clients. First of all, you have to discuss with the client the likely response of competition authorities to a proposed transaction. That can get tricky at times. Then, if the client decides to proceed, we liaise with the corporate department in order to structure the transaction. We also work closely with the client and economists in preparing submissions to competition authorities throughout the world. So a broad spectrum of people is involved in any one deal, which is the aspect that appeals to me, actually.
Any tips to share with anyone just starting there?
If a partner asks you to do some work or a client calls you with a problem, try and think outside of the box. Lateral thinking, which allows you to develop and convey an innovative legal solution, is really appreciated by clients. You're hardly going to come up with something nobody's ever thought of before, but you might see a familiar problem from a new angle.
Now look at the questions for extract 2.
Well, Mr. Shaw, in answer to your question about pursuing overdue debts, the first thing to ask yourself is it really worth it? You want to be sure you have a reasonable chance of recovering the debt and that it will justify the expense and effort of pursuing it.
That's exactly my dilemma, yes.
Mm. It may be best simply to write off small debts, say less than £100. Although you should consider whether this would create a situation whereby other small debtors were encouraged not to pay.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
For larger debts, if the customer is in cash flow difficulties and simply cannot pay, there is no point in demanding immediate payment in full. You may want to try to negotiate part payment and reschedule the debt, confirmed in writing. This can at least help you recover some of the money you're owed and improves the chances of maintaining a good relationship if the customer's problems are only temporary.
Mm-hmm.
A compromise agreement could allow for interest and can also allow you to avoid the effort and expense of taking further action.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Well, Mr. Shaw, in answer to your question about pursuing overdue debts, the first thing to ask yourself is it really worth it? You want to be sure you have a reasonable chance of recovering the debt and that it will justify the expense and effort of pursuing it.
That's exactly my dilemma, yes.
Mm. It may be best simply to write off small debts, say less than £100. Although you should consider whether this would create a situation whereby other small debtors were encouraged not to pay.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
For larger debts, if the customer is in cash flow difficulties and simply cannot pay, there is no point in demanding immediate payment in full. You may want to try to negotiate part payment and reschedule the debt, confirmed in writing. This can at least help you recover some of the money you're owed and improves the chances of maintaining a good relationship if the customer's problems are only temporary.
Mm-hmm.
A compromise agreement could allow for interest and can also allow you to avoid the effort and expense of taking further action.
Now look at the questions for Extract 3.
Did you hear? We won our Court of Appeal ruling on behalf of Sergio Durazzo.
Wasn't he the football club manager who was sacked?
Right. Durazzo took the club to an employment tribunal and won €645,000. The club appealed, claiming it had suffered losses as a result of Durazzo's actions.
I remember. We represented Durazzo, didn't we? The High Court found he wasn't in breach of his contract and awarded €3 million in damages against the club.
The club appealed against that judgment, but today the Court of Appeal handed down a unanimous decision dismissing the club's appeal, upholding the judgment.
Nice result.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Did you hear? We won our Court of Appeal ruling on behalf of Sergio Durazzo.
Wasn't he the football club manager who was sacked?
Right. Durazzo took the club to an employment tribunal and won €645,000. The club appealed, claiming it had suffered losses as a result of Durazzo's actions.
I remember. We represented Durazzo, didn't we? The High Court found he wasn't in breach of his contract and awarded €3 million in damages against the club.
The club appealed against that judgment, but today the Court of Appeal handed down a unanimous decision dismissing the club's appeal, upholding the judgment.
Nice result.
That is the end of part one.